Tyler Russell here with KX93.5, and on October 6th, I had the pleasure of attending an event at Annalise School entitled A New Vision of Education, Celebrating a Child's Right to Well-Being. Annalise Schools was chosen as the 2018 recipient of the BEA Golden Psi Award from the American Psychological Association. This is an award that recognizes schools that incorporate and are committed to evidence-based psychological principles to effectively promote the academic and socio-emotional development of children. Yeah, that's a lot of big words, and that's why we're going to have a few doctors on today's show to explain to us what that means. First and foremost, we'll hear from the keynote speaker from Saturday's event. That's Dr. Colleen Kraft. She's the president of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And we're going to go now to my on-site interview with her about her studies and her involvement as the speaker at this important event.
At the American Academy of Pediatrics, we are dedicated to child health. And one of our planks is that we need to build healthy children to build a healthy population. What we know, what science tells us, is that you don't just become healthy, that health has to be deliberately built. And the social and emotional bonds that happen between very young infants, between toddlers, between preschoolers and school-aged children, and their parents and the other adults in their life is really what sets that trajectory for healthy social-emotional development, healthy education, educational achievement, and then economic achievement when they become adults.
So is a trend changing, and is there more awareness being had now that pediatrics doesn't just mean physical health? It means a lot more than that.
Absolutely. So pediatrics means early childhood development, which means that very early on, we are focused on nutrition. We're focused on maternal depression because depression can actually disrupt that social-emotional development. We're focused on the environment around where children grow up and where they play and where they live because we know that that actually makes physical changes in their brain architecture. Hmm. So we're looking at programs and supports and relationships that help to build child health.
Yeah. So what do you know about what Annalise Schools does for young kids in terms of this type of development?
Annalise Schools has placed social-emotional development as one of their planks, one of their important ways of developing that child's education and that child's well-being. So knowing that the context of social-emotional development involves teaching children about their own feelings, about self-regulation, about making choices, and about how they can address their own problems when they're running into difficulty with their feelings or with their school or with other relationships is really important. And that's not something that has been traditionally taught in schools. So understanding the social emotional development and their own social regulation helps them to become better citizens, but actually the science tells us that it actually helps them to become smarter and to achieve more in education. Yeah.
So when you speak in a little bit this afternoon, what do you want the takeaways to be for the crowd that's here?
I'm going to talk about the science and the art of early childhood development and the notion that education starts with social-emotional development and social-emotional bonding, and that child who is well-placed to regulate their own development and to regulate their own feelings is a child who's going to be kind to other children. It's going to be a child who's going to be able to learn their studies and understand what they know and what they don't know, and is going to be a child who's going to be able to achieve the maximal output of education.
Yeah. Do you have an example of something that, you know, a teacher might do in a classroom or a school might do in general that demonstrates these points in this kind of development?
Absolutely. So teaching what to do in conflict is a really important piece of all of this. Because you think about it, you have two children in preschool fighting over the same toy. Mm-hmm. And normally what happens is the teacher takes the toy away. Mm-hmm. But what if that teacher worked with those two children and had them take a deep breath, count to five, let's brainstorm solutions, let's see what we could be doing to take turns with this toy, let's pick the best one and then to move forward.
Yeah.
What would that do with that child the next time they wanted to fight about a toy?
Right.
Think also about a child who is beginning to have a meltdown. If they've got a safe place where they can sit, they can find a calm down object, they can meditate, What would that do in terms of bullying later on, in terms of outbursts later on in the classroom? And if those things are taken care of, think about the educational achievement that child could have.
Yeah.
Do you find that parents maybe will say, my kid's too young for that sort of stuff right now? What's a critical age to not think that, to think that it's time to start emotionally developing a kid?
That's a great question, because actually parents are asking the other thing. Huh. So in my pediatric practice, what they're saying is, what can we do to develop this early on when we have an infant, when we've got an older infant, when we've got a toddler?
Yeah.
Because what happens is that parents experience children who don't want to sleep through the night, or a child having a temper tantrum. And all of that is social emotional development. All of these things that happen developmentally happen because that's how our brains develop. And parents want to know, what can I do to support my child? What can I do to understand their developmental stage and move them beyond so that they can act positively to stress?
Again, that's Dr. Colleen Kraft, president of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the keynote speaker at Annalise School's event from October 6, where they received the BEA Golden Sigh Award. Some parents from the community also attended the event to celebrate Annalise Schools and learn what they can do as parents to improve their children's mental health. Karua Watanabe is a parent of an Annalise child, and when asked if she has any specific examples of how Annalise does a great job of encouraging her child's socio-emotional development, she had this to say.
Recently, not that my son kind of got pinpointed, but it's just with my son, he just has a lot of energy. It's a lot. And I guess he's also the youngest in his class, and so he still has a hard time focusing, hard time kind of taking instructions from the teacher. And so, we have a psychologist here, and so we are actually having a meeting, kind of a sit down, and they want to actually help us as a parent to kind of guide us to help him focus,
sure.
Help him, give him the tools to help him.
So it might be safe to say that for them, the school doesn't end when they leave the classroom
right,
for the
exactly.
day. They're there for you.
It's also with, it has to do with the parents too.
Yeah. Another parent, Alexander, had this to add.
I think the main purpose of the school is not to be in the way. From this regard, there are schools, we tried one more daycare, and there is an orientation towards keeping babies safe, not necessarily interacting with them fully or growing them or directing them.
Well, I think we need to hear from yet another PhD about why it's so important to develop kids at such a young age and what problems we're seeing if we don't do that. This is child psychologist Dr. Martin Eaton, who also spoke at Saturday's event.
My desire today is to really help the community understand the onslaught of mental health issues that is going on today with children. What we know from social media and the sense of connection and even addiction that children are having with media, that now what we're seeing more than ever before is the increase of mental health issues or disorders with children. Research shows now that one in every five child has some type of mental health disorder. And that means about 50% of all mental health disorders will start to show signs before the age of 14. And specifically here in the Orange County area, Orange County is the leading county of urban settings in the nation in regards to suicide.
Wow.
And what we know now is that suicide is the second leading cause of death for children ages 10 through adults ages 34. So it's amazing, and it's so critical that we begin to address what is going on in our children and our young adults today in regards to mental health issues.
So what is Annalise already doing to try to curb that or improve that stat?
Yeah, Annalise is really a pioneer for decades in developing the social-emotional learning aspects of education. It's one thing to develop someone's brain, its head, its IQ. It's something else to intentionally develop the EQ, the emotional development. So what Annalise is doing is really starting at the age of preschool, they're developing different programs to really start to address those social-emotional needs, getting kids to understand the connection between their body, their brains, their hearts, getting them to develop social emotional skills, compassion, problem solving, social awareness, and really beginning to make it a focus that it's not just enough to be aware of the academic classes, but also concurrently seeing the opportunity to develop them emotionally. And what I like to say is it's not only helpful here for our students, I think it could probably even help the politics that's going on in Washington today. I think they could develop a little bit of social-emotional development themselves.
So without getting ahead of that in schools, as Annalise is doing, I imagine that parents would probably find it hard to detect a mental health problem in their kids.
Yes, and in fact, that specific cause has really had us as a company develop a mental health screener so that literally now parents can go to their phones and text 31996 with the word checkup, 31996 checkup, or go to the website on Heads Up Checkup. And what we've actually created as a tool for parents as the ability for parents to now begin the process of screening what's going on in their own children, and for some, even in their own lives. And this software mental health screener provides an opportunity in about 8 minutes for parents to kind of get very specific feedback, what is going on with their children or themselves, is there something that they should be concerned about, and if they're working with a mental health professional or a medical professional, we actually have the results available for them for a professional as well as for themselves. So we've actually developed that specifically just to help parents and schools and businesses begin to identify early what's going on in someone's life so that we can begin to facilitate treatment.
Is there maybe one big thing, one condition or development, emotional problem that you see in kids more than anything else that parents should watch out for?
Yes, and in fact, our research even shows that when we screen large organizations like schools, the number one disorder that we're seeing in kids today is in the area of post-traumatic stress disorder. So what's happening is that, and this is again very contemporary, even what's going on in Washington today, that there's some type of an emotional assault, an emotional incident, and that incident never really gets fully processed. I kind of refer to it as almost like emotional constipation. You get stuck. And as you get stuck, what happens is because you don't process that, you begin to show signs in the areas of how you sleep, your ability to concentrate, your ability to interact with other people, your level of mood. And so, and also there's research from ACEs, which is Adverse Childhood Experiences, that actually shows that kids who develop this emotional struggles like post-traumatic stress disorder at a young age, it literally affects the neural development of someone's brain. So what the longitudinal research is showing is that kids who have had adverse childhood experiences will actually have significant mental and physical health problems as they get older. So what we're here about in Annalise is trying to proactively address the social and emotional issues, not only in the school, at home, and to really be a community leader in cultivating the well-being of children and making sure that it's a community opportunity, not just a school. Yes, it starts at the home, but really engaging the community because their kids are too precious and there's too much going on with them. We need to be able to do it, as many say, as a village.
Yeah. Now let me introduce you to Jordan. She's 16 now. She attended Annalise Schools nearly a decade ago. And although she may not use the words socio-emotional development, she has her own reasons why the school made such an impact on her.
The one number one thing that I absolutely loved about Annalise and the school was that she always, like Quinn said, it's always a family. It's always a community of people who really care about each other. And at a young age, electronics are very much in our daily life. Mm-hmm. So having a touch of being able to work with in a garden or actually doing things other than like being on the computer as we are now in high school, it's a lot of a learning curve when I transitioned. But being able to build those skills when I was younger definitely helped me in the future for now.
Another former student, Quinn, sees the impact that the level of acceptance and love that Annalise brought to him still has on his life.
They make you feel at home. They make you feel like you can do things that others aren't doing. You can be different. And that's something that, I mean, all schools accept. But Annalise's, for me, has given me such a great impact on my life, because there are people and teens and kids that go through suicide and have issues. And as a kid growing up in Laguna, Annalise's really brings that awareness, and they're really bringing that now. And this award, I'm so glad they got it, because I've had teachers here that have really brought, like, love to me in my life.
Finally, we'll hear from the doctor who actually presented the Golden Psi Award to Annalise Schools. That's Dr. Gail Sinatra. She's a professor of psychology at USC. She'll tell us how she became involved in this honor and what some of her studies on early childhood development has shown her and her students.
Completely honored to be here today at Annalise Schools. I am the president of Division 15 Educational Psychology. It's a division of the American Psychological Association. And the American Psychological Association is the one that is bestowing this award, the Golden Psi Award. And I think because of my role as president of the Educational Psych Division, they asked me if I could come down and present the award. And of course, I was completely thrilled to be able to do that.
So are you also involved in the selection process of it as well?
No, I was not. That's the Board of Educational Affairs of the APA, and it's a rigorous selection process, so they should be quite excited and proud, and I know they are, of this amazing accomplishment.
Tell us a little bit about what distinguishes a school to be able to get that award, which is awarded to just one school every year.
Well, they had to compete for the award, and they have to document their successes in promoting social, emotional learning and development for their students. So they have to not only promote that, they have to document that they promoted it, and they have to compete for or apply for the award. And so it's very rigorous, and there's a rigorous evaluation process, and they won. So Congratulations to them.
So will you tell us a little bit about, I don't know if trends is the right word, but child psychology these days, and what this award really means, and what Annalise focuses on, and, you know, what's important in early childhood development?
Well, I think what the award is really recognizing in Annalise Schools is their support of what the field is now calling social emotional learning and development. So you can think of it as the whole child. So mental health is a part of that, but so is academic achievement and engagement in the classroom, and, you know, dealing with these challenging issues we have of things like cyberbullying and all the stresses and challenges that students have. Those all have social and psychological aspects to them, and all educators need to try and support that in their students, and this award is recognizing a school that's gone above and beyond in their ability to address these kinds of issues in the developing child.
Great. When you speak later on today and you present the award, is there anything that you're trying to drive home to our audience that you want them to take away?
Well, I think the most important thing is that they are doing what every school should be doing in regards to supporting the whole child in their development and learning. And, of course, not every school is doing that as well.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to better educate and prepare teachers specifically to support the social, emotional learning and development of their students, hopefully up to the standard they can strive towards that Annalise Schools has demonstrated.
What do you do with your college students to try to lead them to that same path?
Well, certainly at USC Rossier School of Education, where I work, we try to prepare teachers to help the students learn and to develop in their socially and emotionally and psychologically. But I think we can all do better on that. There's so many stressors these days the young people struggle with that I think we all have to up our game and aspire to do better to help children.
Earlier, what resonated with me is Dr. Kraft gave me an example of two kids fighting over a toy. They're having conflict, and instead of taking the toy away, the teacher talks to each of them about the conflict and why we're having it and comes up with a solution. Do you maybe have a good classroom example of what a teacher could do or should be doing to encourage social emotional development, as we're saying?
Well, I think that it's preparing teachers to know that strategy, to know how to handle that strategy, to be proactive, problem solvers and decision makers to support that situation, rather than to just simply, you know, punish or scold or any of those things that I think were more typical of schools in the past. I think today, those situations are recognized as teachable moments, yeah, where there's something to be learned there. And if kids can take the opportunity to learn from that experience, then it's less likely to happen next time. But I think that involves teachers learning about how to handle those situations with kids in their classrooms.
Yeah. And what would be your message to any other school who maybe applied for this or got wind of it or wants it? What would you tell them to aspire to do?
Well, I think they need to support the professional development of teachers to learn more about how to handle students' social-emotional learning and development and engagement in classrooms. And it takes work, it takes effort, and yeah, it takes support from the school administration and anything they can do to get the teachers the professional development support they need to learn how to better manage those situations is something that would be well worth it.
Awesome. Dr. Gail Sinatra, any relation, by the way?
That's a story for another radio show.
Okay, another radio show with Dr. Sinatra and Old Blue Eyes.
Looks like we should have asked that question a little earlier in the interview. Maybe someday Gail will tell us about the Sinatra connection. Until then, this is Tyler Russell with KX93.5. And congratulations to our local, community-oriented Annalise Schools on receiving the BEA Golden Sai Award 2018.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.